Message number 6. Christ as the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth. 1. We need to have the definition of authority. A. The best definition of authority is the power or right to give orders, make decisions, and enforce obedience, often stemming from a position of power or expertise. B. In the Bible, authority is the moral right to exercise power, which is ultimately derived from and originates with God. Roman numeral number 2. God is the supreme authority. He has all authority. Romans 9:21. Or does not the potter have authority over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? A. God's authority represents God himself. God's power represents only God's works. B. God's authority is actually God himself. Authority issues out of from God's own being. Revelation 22:1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. C. All authority, spiritual, positional, and governmental, derives from God. D. When we touch God's authority, we touch God himself. 1. Meeting God's authority is the same as meeting God. 2. Offending God's authority is the same as offending God himself. E. In our relationship with God, nothing is more important than touching authority. F. Knowing authority is an inward revelation rather than an outward teaching. G. Only God is the direct authority to man. All other authorities are indirect authorities, delegated authorities, deputy authorities appointed by God. 1. Only when we meet God's authority can we submit to the delegated authorities whom God appoints. 2. God requires that we submit not only to him, but to all the delegated authorities. Hebrews 13:17. Obey the ones leading you and submit to them, for they watch over your souls as those who will render an account. 1 Peter 5:5. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. 3. Those who do not submit to God's indirect authority cannot submit to God's direct authority. 4. God wants us to submit to indirect authority, delegated authorities, so that we may receive spiritual supply. H. We all must meet authority, be restricted by God, and be led by his delegated authority. Roman numeral number 3. There are 3 great principles in the universe: God's authority and Satan's rebellion. The unique controversy between God and Satan concerns authority. A. Rebellion is the denial of God's authority and the rejection of God's rule. 1. Satan was originally an archangel created by God, but due to his pride, he uplifted himself, violated God's sovereignty, rebelled against God, became God's adversary, and established his own kingdom. 2. When man sinned, he rebelled against God and denied God's authority, and he rejected God's rule. At Babel, men rebelled collectively against God to abolish God's authority from the earth. B. Although Satan rebelled against God's authority, and although man violates his authority by rebelling against him, God will not let this rebellion continue. He will establish his kingdom on the earth. C. The center of dispute in the universe relates to who has authority. Revelation 4:2. Immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne there was one sitting. 1. We must contend with Satan by asserting that the authority is with God. 2. We need to set ourselves to submit to God's authority and uphold God's authority. Matthew 11:25. At that time Jesus answered and said, I extol you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. D. The sin of rebellion is more serious than any other kind of sin.